I was preparing to buy a token to get into the train, and a cop looked at me. He gave me that look that every black person knows will be followed up with, "We need to pull you over." So I knew I was going to be stopped. And the cop did come up to me and ask me for my documents. He then escorted me to a mini police station inside of that train stop. And he immediately said, "You're a nigger and we know you're bringing drugs into this country. And where are your drugs?" They eventually let me go when they realized that I was not a drug dealer. So that was one of my first introductions to Ukrainian policing. And that would continue throughout the time I was there.
And you said in your op-ed piece, you being told why you're arrested because of the color of your skin, you said you appreciated that.
It's important for me to put that in context. In general, all foreigners, and even locals, all foreigners have unique experiences with Ukrainian law enforcement. With mine, it tends to be very racial. With black people or minorities, people from Central Asia, it was always a racial profiling thing. Now, once you realize why they're stopping you, you can figure out how to get out of that situation. And normally it requires a bribe. So in that case, I didn't bribe the cops. They just let me go eventually. But once I know that it's racial, then it influences how I respond to them. I can basically say, "Screw you, I'm not giving you anything." There's a level of back and forth that you can do with a Russian or Ukrainian or Belarusian cop that would be considered unusual here in America, at least between a black person and a white-looking person.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, civil rights groups have fought for generations to get away from the kind of thing that you saw in Ukraine, yet you told those police officers you appreciated them being honest.
I wasn't expecting them to be nice and friendly to me, but as long as I can get out of that situation in that particular moment, by knowing I could pay a bribe, then I'm okay with it, because at the end of the day, Ukrainians, white Ukrainians, do the same thing. It's just for a different reason other than race.
So how does your experience, what you went through in Ukraine, compare to what you deal with day to day in New York?
Okay, so listen, let me be clear. I've never been stopped and frisked in New York City. I've never had a negative exchange with the NYPD officer. But I do carry myself in a way to prepare for the event that I'm dealing with an officer. I am always cognizant of my person, where I'm going. I'm always aware of the issues and stories of black and Latino men who have had these negative experiences with cops. And I never think that it can't happen to me.
So why do you think it's so difficult to have a race-based conversation in the U.S.?
For me, I think that many white people feel that there's too much to lose if they misspeak. I think another issue is that we're not in the consistent habit of creating safe spaces where people can actually talk about their ignorance. We don't have enough white people who are purposeful and genuinely wanting to understand the issues of race as it pertains to black people, Latino people, without centering themselves. And that's key. So people want to have conversations about race. They want to talk about racism, but the white person in many instances want to center their narrative. And I think that is something that is a buffer, because if I know that you're trying to censor your experience, I'm not going to be so willing to open up to you and create a space for you, because you're going to try to steal it as opposed to being a part of it.